Amanda.
And this is Amanda.
And we are
Vagina Soup. Hey guys, welcome, supers.
Soup. Whoop whoop. Ow. It's like we want to just set the stage. I think that's why we do it. We want it to be a party vibe.
We do.
Right? So we're like, yeah.
Yeah. It's.
I mean, just it's not really a party.
Two of us having a party.
I think every day with us is a party vibe.
Well,
maybe.
I do too, but I don't know if everyone agrees with that. But it's
too bad, so sad.
Too bad. We do not
agree,
care.
And that's all that matters.
Welcome to Vagina Soup.
Welcome, everybody. Another week.
Another week, another parking lot. Another.
Maybe that's what we're going to do. Just tour parking lots.
We should. I think we needed to tell our husbands we must travel around the country just to sit in different parking lots.
In different parking lots.
And yes. Does anyone want to fund us?
You can fund us.
You can fund our tours, our parking lot tours.
We'll come to a parking lot near you very soon.
Yes. Watch our website for tour information.
Not happening right now.
No, but we'd love to
do
that.
That'd be so fun. And
wouldn't you all supers like to wear a t-shirt that says, I'm
embrace
a super,
the badge.
Embrace the badge, everyone needs an Amanda? I think so.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah, because we think that'd be pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so,
how was your week?
My week. Oh my God. So it's Halloween is Wednesday, the October 31st. I don't know if you guys knew that Halloween was October 31st, but this year Halloween falls on October 31st.
Strange.
And so that's 2 days. No, that's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope there's Halloween candy still in my house
since
my whole family's decided to gnaw on it.
Yeah, well, I've done some gnawing as myself.
I have too. Probably gained a few libs.
Some Halloween candy libs.
Some sugary libs in my life.
So, obviously my house is a Twitter of that.
A Twitter? We're all a Twitter.
Yesterday... after was the creepy concert. So my daughter plays the trombone because she's a badass.
Everyone's in the badass club
yes.
if you play the trombone.
So she is a sixth grade trombone player. It's just her and one other girl and then like four boys that play the trombone, which is so fun. Anyway, they had a creepy concert, which means they all got to wear their costumes
and then they played
fun, cute songs and... beforehand, they had like this little little carnival thing. Tula won a cake at the cakewalk. They did a cakewalk. I mean, that's pretty old school.
I love that.
Yeah, so cute. Anyway,
she's like throwing elbows. I'm taking the cake. Another girl that's in my badass club.
Oh yeah, she is the badass club.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that. It's just been busy. On Friday, I talk about this before that I was helping to organize the fifth and sixth grade dance for like fall festival, whatever. So we did that Friday. It was a big success. So we have about 100, I want to say, let's just say 180 something kids in the fifth and sixth grade.
Oh, that's good.
130 of them came to the dance.
Oh, that's so good.
I know.
That's a good turnout.
Yeah, totally.
Because they knew you were probably arranging it.
Yeah. They're like, Flo's doing it?
Yeah,
I'm
Flo's
in.
Doing it, we're in. Don't you love, kids calling you Flo?
Yeah, they all call me Flo.
Aunt Flo.
So that was really fun. They had so much fun. I just love, it's like, I don't know, I was just watching Thea yesterday, and it's so fun just to watch them, like, growing up, and, like, she was, like, talking. I don't know. It's just fun to watch all the stages. And,
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Them kind of growing into their own and
becoming
more independent, and just, it's just interesting to watch. So, but yeah, so I mean, I've been crazy busy, but doing fun stuff at least. I mean, fun kid stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know. Tula and I went shopping. Oh my God.
You guys had a date.
We had our girl day. Thea and her daddy went to a soccer game. And then Tula and I went shopping. So it was very fun. She kept saying, Mom, I really like when it's just the two of us. I really like when it's just the two. You know what Thea would be saying right now? She'd be rolling her eyes right now.
Saying, this is dumb.
This is dumb. She's like, this is so fun when it's just the two of us. No one's saying anything's dumb. I was like, you're right.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so cute. What about you? What was your...
Speaking of kids saying, this is so dumb, I had two of those. Last Thursday, we went to a haunted dinner at our local golf club. And, you know, I was going, we're quitting the club because we don't go there anymore. We don't play golf, but we use the pool. And honestly, the kids getting older, we don't use the pool anymore. So we're like, one last dinner there. We'll go because the haunted dinner is always really cool. Yeah. They have this whole kind of theme and everyone wears their costumes, blah, blah, blah. Well, my kids weren't going to wear costumes. Ella was so pissed at me because it was the last, I didn't realize it was the last football game at the high school.
Oh.
But I was like, we are doing this. This is family time. And we get to the golf club.
Was it Friday?
It was Thursday. It was Thursday.
Okay.
So, because I worked Friday.
I thought high schoolers played football.
I don't know. They play. Oh, you know what? It was probably the freshman team. Oh, okay. I'm assuming it was freshman team. So we get there, and the first thing, we go to, like, sign in, and the kids are complaining, and they're like, it's only, like, two-year-olds here. And I was like, no, there's older kids. And they're like, yeah, 5 years old. I mean, our kids, Ella's got her arms crossed, and I was like, she's dressed up as a bitchy teenager. And we're signed in, and Christian's kind of going with along with her, but I think he likes it.
Yeah.
But she's just pissed. And so when we sign in, there's, like, this bucket of, like, jello syringes.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, you're at table 35. Go ahead. I was like, wait, what's in there? She goes, I said, there's alcohol. And she said, oh, yeah, they're vodka and rum. I grabbed, no joke, like 4 or 5 of them. And the kid's like, oh, can we? No, they're for mom. They're for mom. And I'm like, give me this syringe. I'm not going to listen to you anymore.
Injecting them into your face.
Every time she looks at me and she's glaring because she wants to not be there, I'm injecting in my face a little bit more. So, yeah, she dressed up as a grumpy-ass teenager just as herself. Sweet. And then, I mean, we had dinner, and the kids were like, can we go? And I said, hey, they have a haunted house downstairs. And it's, like, the scarier one. The little kids went to the other one. And she's like, ugh, Mom, I'm not doing it. We just want to go home. So that was that. Just, yeah. And then Saturday, we had a Halloween party to go to. So that was fun. Ella went and spent the night with her friends, and Christian had a couple friends over that stayed while we went to the party next door.
Was it fun? I feel bad that we missed it.
Yeah, it was pretty epic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Epic party.
Epic party. Yeah, it was pretty fun, actually. And then we left, and we went and crashed someone else's party that we weren't invited to.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, I mean, it was kind of awkward because we walked in and they're like looking at us and we're like, woo!
Party's here!
Woo! I mean, they had a DJ and everything.
Oh my gosh.
Everyone was dressed up like Stepford Wife. I was like, what is happening? I was a biker and Chris was Pocahontas and we got on that dance floor. And Chris, that girl can drop it low. Like, she can drop it low. I'm like, how at 6'3 are you dropping it that low? My knees hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we were like, okay, we got to go. I mean, Lee came with us, and we lost her, and just, anyway.
Yeah.
So that was it, and then Sunday, you know, just trying to catch up with life, and here we are, work, and then here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what is the soup of the day?
The soup of the day is...
If I could do my R rolls.
Well, we could, your arm rolls.
R rolls.
I could do my robotic arm rolls, drum rolls. There's the drum roll. The soup of the day is birth plans.
Birth plans.
Birth plans.
Who loves a birth plan?
Well, not I.
No, not me.
Nope.
Nor me either.
Don't like them.
Okay, so what is a birth plan? A birth plan is something that, you know, I mean, I'm sure, like, if you're pregnant, you've heard of a birth plan or have had a baby.
A midwife would probably tell you. Most people will tell you.
A lot of providers, too, will say, hey, here's a birth plan. There, like, a lot of offices will have, like, just a very basic, like, here's the template. I want pain medications or I don't want pain medications. I want my husband to cut the cord. I don't. Like, very basic whatnot. In the last, I mean, it's been lots of years, I guess, but people have gone nutsos on their birth plans.
They have. Like, they've written books.
Crazy.
Novels. Thinking crazy. We're going to read them. Guess what? If it's more than a page, we don't read them.
No. No, no.
We don't have time. We've got a lot of stuff happening. And if it's just very simple and very flexible and it's like things that are realistically things we can accommodate, we'd love to do that for you.
So when I ask, like when I was a labor nurse and I'd be like, okay, do you have a birth plan? And they're like, looked at me like, no, am I a horrible person? I'd be like, no, you're actually my favorite person in the world because you don't have a birth plan. And let's come up with a birth plan together right now. How about we have a healthy mom and a healthy baby after all this?
That would be amazing.
Sound like a plan, everybody?
Let's do it. If you just write healthy mom, healthy baby, it's a win-win, right? Yeah. Like you don't typically fail yourself on that. Mm-mm. But if you are so rigid and you just write a bunch of shit down, like I'm going to do CPR on my own baby.
Oh my God.
While you're in the operating room, if my baby needs CPR.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, I know.
So there was this birth plan and it was like, if I am in, she's getting a C-section. If she's in the OR while she's getting a C-section and the baby needs CPR, that she will provide CPR to her baby while she's having surgery performed on her.
Yeah.
What crack addict thinks that?
A crack addict?
I don't understand.
It is crazy.
It is so crazy to me.
Yeah. Well, I just saw one too the other day. Well, it was an article that talked about central labor.
Oh God.
Trying to get yourself into labor without using induction medications.
So by having like an orgasm?
You make out with your significant other. Like you're full on making out. Yeah, like it's called sensual labor.
Well, isn't that called lovemaking too for people? I mean, don't you do that with
So they're like in pictures, they were in a tub.
Okay.
And they're like making out. The provider's there, like, or...
Let me just tell you this. When I was in labor, the last thing I wanted was to make out with my husband. So if you're doing that, you're not really in labor. I'm sorry. You're not, you're definitely not far in your labor, that's for sure. Yeah, because when you're in pain, who wants to kiss anyone? I mean,
I don't know, but they said everyone should try sensual labor.
Well, remember that?
I'll pass.
Remember the orgasmic birth?
Yes.
Yes, where literally people were having orgasms while they're having a baby.
That ring of fire was a whole, brought it to a whole
but
new level.
I feel like that would be someone that you might be like, people get off on like S&M kind of stuff, right?
True.
So, I mean, maybe that pain is, I don't understand it, but I will judge it. And this judge says it's wackadoodle.
It is wackadoo. But, you know, I mean, I guess, oh. You know, if you want to do the central birth, do it at home.
If you want to do
those things and you really have rigid plans, do it at home. Because, again, there's certain things that make us feel awkward. That central, I do not want to see anyone making
like,
out
if
or
you're
having sex.
Like,
having a baby.
Tweaking your wife's nipples. I don't need to be. Because, you know, nipple stimulation can release oxytocin, which can, which can help you go.
Induce labor.
Yeah, induce labor, blah, blah, blah. I get it. Great. Twist your nipples on your own time. Like, I'm not going to be a part of that.
Or let me know and I'll walk out of the room while you twist
Tune
your
in Tokyo.
And then, you know, the only good thing about that would be is rolling those nipples out for breastfeeding. As to go back to our podcast from last week with our flat and inverted nips. So if you that could give you some more bang for your buck.
Yeah.
All right.
So in
nipple
preparation.
Stim. Yes, nipple stim.
In preparation for this podcast, I did get online and looked for like crazy birth plans.
Okay,
and
so real quick, this one's cute because it only has four things on it. I found this birth plan online and it just says, number one, have baby. Number two, do it drug free. Number three, wear a cute headband. And number four, it says no swearing. And then number four was crossed out.
That's cute.
That is perfect.
So there's...
You can wear a cute headband and we won't judge. We'll probably borrow it.
Yeah, we'll be like, cute headband. You are going to have a amazing baby.
Yes, yes.
So there's funny ones, like this one I found. I mean, it's a total spoof and stuff, but it was like, she doesn't want to have a shave, but if anyone needs to be shaved, then you can shave the dad.
Yeah.
They want the following people in the room with them who were there with them at conception. The mom, the sister's friend, and then the dad's friend. Please provide Wi-Fi so we can check what you say against Wikipedia and our favorite mom blog. Oh my God, that is so true.
Oh my God.
It's not even funny. Yeah. Like, seriously, people are like, so I Googled what you said. Okay, I just have to make a public announcement right now.
About Wikipedia?
Googling something is not research. Don't you ever come up to me and say, I Googled or I researched something and it was a Google.
Yeah.
That's not research.
No.
Okay.
Or Wikipedia is not.
No, I mean, we don't even know if that's accurate.
We can go on Wikipedia and add whatever we want.
Totally.
Totes.
So funny birth plan. I love. Good, you know, that just tells you you've got a good patient who's going to have a good time. Now, we go to, this is more of a basic, it says hospital birth plan. So I'm going to give you a couple things. After birth, no circumcision, male or female. That's quite possibly the most ridiculous thing you can write. And one of the things I was looking at, like we were talking about, was people saying, a lot of the things people put in their birth plans are so outdated. So yes. Things like shaving, enemas, they're saying they don't want that. Yeah, we haven't done that since 1974. So right. I don't know. Like,
where are you getting your information from?
Like, it's
Google.
40 years, fast forward. No, it's also these celebrities. Like Ricky Lake did that whole...
Is that the Bradley method?
No. I can't remember what it's called. That documentary. And it was about how horrible hospitals are and all that fun stuff, right? So then people watch that shit. They think, because, I mean, it's just like Jenny McCarthy. People think,
vaccines.
Oh, you're a movie star. I'm going to listen to you. Do you know that none of them have probably even gone to college?
I know. Well, and you know, she came out with the claim her child became autistic.
And now which she's taking all back, right?
Because of vaccines. Well, as her son got older... she actually found out that he is not autistic.
Yeah.
But she made so many claims, and then that we could move on to the anti-vax platform, which we won't talk about.
We'll have a whole thing on that.
We definitely have our strong opinions about that, as called That's Crazy Town.
Yeah.
If we lose listeners over it,
So fucking be it.
Yeah.
that is not the plot. They don't want to listen to us.
No. But people listen to these celebrities and want to do what they... do, and it's bananas. Like, what made these people the role model on how to birth your baby?
I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know either.
So there's people that literally like have dedicated their entire lives. Let's say a doctor that, you know, I'm thinking of different doctors we know. They're in their 50s. They have done nothing but done OB their whole lives. When you are a medical person, you actually have to have certifications that you keep renewing so you learn the new things. If you're in a good hospital, you're constantly learning the new
up to date.
Yes. Things change all the time because we stay up to date. So whereas, let's say 4 years ago, we didn't bathe our babies. Or we bathed our babies right after they delivered. Now, we don't do that because research has shown that it's good for them to have their amniotic fluid on them. So hospitals do adapt to research.
Evidence-based practice.
Practice, yes. Right? So if evidence says that this works, then a hospital can switch to that. But I don't know. It's just, I find it very, very, very interesting.
Wait, how many varies?
Very.
Very,
very, very, very, very. That was four.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. We'll open up a chart and you'll see like one page birth plan. It's like, I want to go natural unless I decide not to. I want the lights dim and play music. Cool. Great. That's awesome.
Dim them. You don't
have to
tell me.
I want to use a birthing ball. Okay, good. Yeah. I want to get in the tub. Fine. We'll run the water for you. There's all these things. My husband wants to cut the cord. Easy. Right?
Yeah.
Those are totally acceptable details to put on your birth plan, and your nurses, if they can't support that, then I'm sorry, they're not doing a great job.
Well,
those simple
they
ones
all could support
well them. They could, but if I mean, no one would be laughing at that birth plan.
No.
That's totally reasonable, and we want to make your experience exactly what you want. But if it's so rigid that we failed before we even got you into the room, then you're going to be the ones failing,
yeah.
Right? You're going to feel like you're a failure.
Well, and that's, I think, one of the reasons I feel like it's important to do this one is because we have patient after patient after patient sobbing in their postpartum rooms because they feel like a failure. Nothing went according to my birth plan. There's, like, all these things. Yeah, if you set such high standards, you are going to fail. That is just life, everybody.
Yep.
No matter, birth plan or no, you can't set unrealistic expectations.
No.
Guess what? You can't plan a birth. So, having a birth plan is setting unrealistic expectations.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
So you can say, these would be my preferences. This would be what I would like. Remembering that my ultimate goal is to have a healthy mom and a healthy baby at the end of this. So whatever we have to do to get there is what we need
yes.
to do.
Yes.
So as a nurse, I'm just going to tell you this. When you are doing things, the more interventions that the hospital or that we do, that's more charting for us. That's more responsibility for us. We don't like all the interventions. Mm. Everyone thinks the hospital wants to intervention. I don't want to
do
anything.
What do we get from it? We don't get anything.
We don't get anything. We don't get paid more. We don't get anything from it. We have to actually do more work. So we don't want to put an IUPC or, like, you know, internal monitoring into somebody because it's more work.
Right.
So there is no motivation for us to have a C-section. You stay in the hospital longer. It costs more money. It's more work. Mm-hmm. We would love everyone to have a vaginal unmedicated birth if that's what.
Love it.
That'd be perfect.
Yep.
But that's not reality. So let's join the real world. One of the things this person says is, please do not ask me in the midst. of labor if I want pain medication. I wish to give birth without medication.
Good. All right.
When you're just like
dying on the floor saying, help me, we'll just be like, your paper says otherwise.
But it's just weird. Like, so I can't be like, are you okay? Would you like any, can I help you with anything? Don't ask me in the midst of labor. Like, really?
Just hand me an ice chip.
Oh, God.
A medium-sized
one. Here's one that I love. Do not clamp the cord until after I have birthed the placenta and the cord has stopped pulsing. Why?
They don't know why.
They don't know why.
No, they don't.
Because it really doesn't make any
sense. So now you birth the placenta, which can come out 30 minutes later, right, by the way. Yeah.
What people think, I don't know. I don't know. But the babies end up getting more blood. They get more jaundice.
More hemolysis.
Yeah,
more
there's
breaking
weird
up.
Yes. Stuff that happens when you do that. So I don't know. It's let the husband announce the sex of our baby. Great. That sounds lovely. But...
Unless it's a gender-neutral baby.
Oh, my God.
A whole nother topic.
Yeah, that's a whole other topic that is, yes, happening. Do not suction our child unless it's necessary to save his or her life. Oh, really? You'll let us save his life?
That's weird.
God. I don't understand.
Oh, my God.
So that's like a, I would call that like a basic crazy birth plan.
Yes.
Like a basic... Like, really, you're annoying birth plan.
Yeah.
This one's funny. Oh, my God. So many people are going to hate us after this.
I know. This one's funny. Labor. Comfort objects. Bourbon or in a PS4. Use props. A funny hat. Pain medication. More bourbon. Labor augmentation. Double D cups. But if she asks, tell her I told you a natural C.
That's hilarious.
Delivery. A large cheese thin crust. Post-labor. The magic hour. Yes, please. No clowns. Cord cutting, chainsaw, or samurai sword. Cord blood bank. Ew. And attendees. Chuck Norris and Batman. That's the best.
Chuck Norris.
My God, see? I would love to be that person's nurse.
And just so you
Amazing.
Know, having children and having kids is like a fucking hard job. It's like the hardest thing in the world.
Ugh.
You gotta laugh. You cannot be so... rigid.
Yep. Exactly. Ugh.
But yes, we have seen some crazy birth plans. I remember when I started, someone telling me about how, I mean, I didn't witness this, but that they brought in like a birthing nest.
Yeah.
And they wanted the baby delivered onto this, like,
onto
it's like
the nest.
Fucking twigs.
It was like a bird. Yes.
Like
it was like
nest.
A big bird, a huge bird's nest, like the size of a dog bed.
Yes. Why have humans decided that we are not mammals? Like, you can't say, oh, I want to birth a baby like a bird has a chick. Well, one, they come out of a fucking egg. I don't know if anyone told you that. But when was the last time, I mean, other than Mork and Mindy, what person is in an egg? That's so dumb.
Oh, my God.
So... We're mammals. We're not reptiles or...
Or Mork.
God. Yeah, or he was from a different... Like, planet, everybody.
People are like, who the fuck is Mork and Mindy?
True.
Go back.
It's so
Rainbow
good.
Suspenders.
Rainbow. Oli has my brother has this picture.
With
like
hand?
In the first grade. He has, like, the green shirt with, like, one yellow sleeve, one red sleeve. I think that's what it was. And then the suspenders with,
the
like, the buttons
suspenders.
On it.
Yes.
It was like, and he would sit upside down all the time.
Nanu, nanu.
And we would do that, like, is that how you
And on the suspenders was the little white hand doing the symbol.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
So funny.
So, again, we are not Mork.
No. Okay, and speaking of that, I found this other birth plan that is so wackadoodle. It's not even funny. This is called a koi, as in koi fish. Koi fish assisted birth.
Like the pretty koi in a koi pond?
Like the
yes.
koi, like big
K-O-I, koi. Yes.
Koi. Koi fish.
Wow. Is it like they're literally next to a koi pond? Like
no, no, no. No. Inside the koi pond with the koi. She writes here, learn about the best thing to hit the home birth world since dolphins.
Oh, yes. I've heard about dolphin birth. Yeah. Like dolphins could kill your baby.
Totally. And they're dolphins are very smart.
They're very smart.
I feel like I'm pretty smart.
What if they're hungry?
I know. Well, they don't even have hands to help you deliver.
I don't know. Like, I swam with the dolphins, and they pushed me with that. They pushed me across the water at the bottom of my foot. It still was a little daunting, and I did lie on it and hold its flipper, but yeah, they could not deliver. They have
no articulated fingers. Okay, so here's some, she does this frequently asked questions. Let's hope that she is the one and only person that's ever done this. So she has, I just have to read this. She writes, koi are excellent birthing partners. Female koi give birth to thousands or tens of thousands of babies. No, I'm going to call bullshit on that right now. They fucking have fish. Fish have fish. They don't have babies.
They don't have they might be baby cute, fish. Yummy babies.
They're not babies. So although Mrs. Koi had, may have tens of thousands of eggs.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean she knows how to deliver a human fucking baby.
And I'm sure she eats some of them.
Oh, totally. Female koi give birth to thousands or tens of thousands of babies with the assistance of their male companions. This is exactly the kind of birthing energy I want.
Oh my God, it's the Bradley method.
Also, we know that reducing stress levels promotes a healthy, safe, faster birth. I can't think of anything more stressless than floating in a warm water tank, letting go, and letting my fish companions guide me through birth.
Oh my God.
What about the fucking shit that you're swimming in?
That is so disgusting.
There's this whole thing about, like, bacteria and algae. They plan to treat the water with potassium something or other.
And hydrogen peroxide.
And hydrogen peroxide. She says hydrogen peroxide, another antimicrobial. Hydrogen peroxide is the worst thing that you can put on your skin because it kills.
Right. Even I mean, I pour it on a cut, right?
Yeah.
But clean out the...
That one little moment. You don't bathe in it. And you don't put your newborn baby in it.
Oh, my God.
So why is hydrogen peroxide okay, but just being in, like, a tub without fucking fish is not?
Do you think, are koi kind of like the same? What about, you know, when you go to Mexico and you have the little fish eat the bottom of your feet?
So my mom has had tons of koi.
She's sloughing off?
They are pretty cool. Like, you can put your hand in there and they will, like...
they'll eat the dead skin?
Well, I don't know if they're really eating my dead skin, but they will kind of, like, eat your finger.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't eat it.
No, but
it's
they
just
take
like a nice little soft
Yeah,
little...
well, that's what those little fish do in Mexico with the really dirty water that we all put our feet in with other people's skin.
I mean, you can't do that in America because they outlawed it.
Right. Well, we had our kids do it in Mexico. Alpha five pesos.
I would do it.
Yeah. Okay. And soft feet, right?
Yeah. But
so maybe the koi take off. I don't know. Maybe she's just
vermix?
Going for a
Are
scrub.
They koi?
Do koi eat vermin?
No. Oh, and then so here's the confused. Other. Here was one more. This is a good topper for this. One of the questions. How long does the baby stay underwater? This is her answer. Well, I plan to let the koi guide him up to me. But Shane will be standing by with a net just in case.
He's got his fishing hat on. He's got a net. Maybe some... I don't know, flies and a fishing pole.
Is he in his waders? Like, fly fishing? He's like...
And then you bring the kid up in a net? I mean, that to me sounds not like a soothing birth for this child at all.
So here's another thing. Did I mention how, like, we're not birds? We're also not fucking fish. I don't know if anyone heard that. We are mammals. Mammals breathe... mammals breathe air, not water, right? So when you have a baby that is delivered, It's just, it blows my mind because baby's circulation is different in inside your abdomen than it is outside.
Yeah.
It literally changes in a second. So when you have that baby...
What if you deliver the placenta and it sinks to the bottom and then the baby can't float up to the top because it's now attached to this placenta?
So then do they just let the baby die because it's not
naturally floating to the top? I don't know. That person, if you're listening, you are crazy town. But you know what? If you are listening, I'd love you to email us and let us know how it went. And try to change our minds. I mean, like, I'm open to it.
It went good, she said. I mean, they have a baby. We don't know what the brain cell situation is, but...
The baby really loves fish. I mean, yes. He probably swims with fish every day.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, and nurses have this ongoing joke about the longer the birth plan, the more likely you are to end up in the...
In a C-section.
Having a C-section in the operating room. We don't say that because we just think it's funny. We say that because it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
You cannot plan something that's unplannable. So you can't plan the birth of your baby. You can try. You can have good ideas. You can be prepared, but you can't plan it. So if you're like, I want X, Y, Z, it's up to their baby.
Right.
Your baby might not want X, Y, Z. Your baby might be telling us it needs W and a T and a whatever over there. I don't know any other letters in order, but besides A, B, C, and X, Y, Z. But L, M, N, O, P? No, but...
Oh, my God.
Like...
I know. We're speechless.
So frustrating.
We're speechless. It is, birth plans are funny. Like, if you go on, you can find so many different ones. You know, many people have a doula. And, and you know what? I'm going to say...
Doula or not to doula?
That is the question. There are some doulas out there that are amazing. I'm not ripping on them all. But doulas really do not have... a medical background, typically.
No, it's like a weekend course.
It's like a weekend training. And a lot of them, as I've noticed over the years, I mean, you're a labor nurse. What's your labor nurse getting paid for to actually support you? But you have a doula that sits there and tries to intervene with something that might be important medically.
Yeah.
Like, I remember having them where... The baby's heart rate was going down on the monitor and you're like, I need you to turn to the side. I'll put oxygen on you. And, you know, the doula would pipe in and say, oh, she doesn't want to turn on her side.
Yeah, I've had that
It's like,
before.
Well, the baby wants you to turn on her side because we want the baby to live.
What I always do in that situation or what I did was I would be like, okay, we need to turn. And she'd be like, oh, do you want to turn? She'd look at the mom and I'd say, so your baby's heart rate is this, which means it's losing brain cells. So do you want to turn or not? Because I got to like. Chart on this. I mean, if you're not going to turn, this is a huge, like, are you kidding?
Yes. Yes. I mean,
there's so many things as a mother I don't want to do that I do. Do you think I wanted a watermelon to come out of my hoo-ha? No, but I did it because I wanted children.
Right.
Like, you might not want to turn over. Too fucking bad. You have a kid. So now you have to be responsible for the life of that child. And guess what? If it's the heart rate's going down and things aren't looking good, turn your fucking ass over. Why?
Because
is it such
a big
deal?
Right there will buy you a C-section.
Yep.
If you will not be willing to turn, that baby is getting cut out because it's in stress.
It's
mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling.
And you just for your labor nurses, just so you know as well, it is a very stressful job. And when we're not being listened to, we're not trying to tell you to do things because we find joy in torturing people.
All we worry about is having a not healthy baby and a not healthy mom. It's like you have nightmares about it.
We do. We go home and we worry. We worry all the time how that baby's going to be.
Yeah, I think in 7 years from now, when they finally realize that this kid is like developmentally delayed or something is wrong... My name's all over this chart.
Right.
Like, I'm freaking out because I told her to have the baby.
And then you're ending up, find yourself in a deposition.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
scary.
There's a lot of liability on your nurses and your doctors. And honestly, if somebody wants to have that all natural birth.
They should stay
And they
home.
Don't want intervention, go to a birthing center.
Yeah.
Go do it at home. But if you are in a hospital, you want medical intervention. Otherwise, you wouldn't have come to the hospital.
We're also required by law to provide that medical intervention.
I mean, we went to school and we did a lot of training for this specialty. This isn't just like one day we woke up and we're like, well, we're just going to like check some badges and pop some humans out.
Yeah.
That's going to be what I'm going to do today. We've got a lot of training and a lot of expertise. And we hope by now that patients will trust us.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we worked hard for our licenses.
Yeah. People. I've actually had a family, a mom and a dad, obviously, that they had a doula and I was their nurse, and we, you know, we do one-to-one. So you're like just with them, and, the doula left to go to the bathroom or something like that. And the dad's like, why do we have a doula to me? And I go, I don't know. And he's like, well, we don't need her. And I said, well, no, I mean, I can't answer that for you. And
you hired her.
I go, yeah, I mean, you hired her, you know, and she can do this, that, and the other. I mean, 'cause I love a doula when they're,
oh my gosh,
lovely.
When there's amazing yeah. ones, and I have had some that have been yeah. amazing.
And so he's like, I think we're going to have her go home. And I was like, can I please leave the room for that conversation? Because I'm going to be really uncomfortable. Sure as shit, they sent her home. And he was like, well, that was a waste of money. And I'm like, well, you know, one, you have a really good nurse. Two, you are a good support person for your wife. And, you know, plenty of people don't mm-hmm. have that. And so
yeah.
they are great for that. But you also have to know that a doula is a doula. A doula is not a medical professional. A doula is helping support your comfort so they can give you water, help with position
Rub
changes.
Rub your back.
Do different things to help your comfort, not make medical decisions. So if your provider comes in and says, you know, we need to do this, we need to do that, they are not the one you turn to say, do you think that we should right. do this? They should have no say in any of that.
Right. And they should support
and
you.
And a professional doula would yes. not assert herself in that manner.
Absolutely not.
Because it's not within her scope to do
exactly.
that kind of thing.
So
yeah, I mean, we could have some amazing doulas, and I think doulas are great, but again, not when they're telling a patient not to do something that is we're asking them to do to save the life of themselves or a baby.
Like, shoot, I'd take that $1,000 in my pocket.
But, no joke.
But, you know, we get a thank you, and that's all that we expect. But yeah. we don't even, I'd like to hear someone say thank you to me. I don't expect it.
It doesn't always happen.
It's very generous. But I've seen doulas, like, spend the night and sleep, and then.
Yeah, and they're sleeping.
Like, sleeping in, like, the dad's bed, and dad's
sitting
in a chair.
There, and I'm like, don't you want to sleep? It's weird. I don't know what people do.
I don't know either. So, the gist of it is, if you want a birth plan, ask your doctor or provider for just a very simple template, or you can find them online and just, again, be realistic.
Keep
healthy,
it simple.
Yeah, healthy mom, healthy baby, dad cuts the cord, we don't know what the sex is, we want dad to announce it.
Great. And it doesn't have to be like, you know, don't ask me if I want an epidural. I mean, that's just so crazy. One, if you've never had a baby before, come on. You don't know. You haven't experienced it. You don't know it. So what, 90% of people get epidurals? Well, I think where we work anyway. And what I read this other thing that said 90% of the people that get epidurals are very happy that they got the epidurals that they got. You know, like, oh shit, why didn't I do that sooner?
I've never had a patient say to me, I wish I didn't get that epidural.
Never.
Not one in all
my
years
of practice. I've
had patients
say, I wish I would have gotten the epidural.
Yeah. Because half of them are most of them are so exhausted that they don't get to enjoy their baby. Because yeah. they've just spent a day laboring and then pushing for 3-4 hours. And that's it.
You know,
and it's like, did your baby come out with a $1 million check? Did you win the lottery? Nope. You got the same thing your neighbor got next door who got an epidural.
Yeah.
She's feeling good.
Yeah. Well, my sister, her first two, she went without medication. I mean, she had a little with the first one, but, you know, she got one of those early, like, yeah. morphine injections, go home kind
yes,
of situation.
Yes.
Anyway, so for her third one, I was a labor nurse and stuff, and she was in a different state, but I was like, you should get an epidural. Just try it. See what, you know, whatever. So she's like, no, no, no. And then she was like, okay, I'm going to do it. So she got an epidural her third time. Oh, my God. She was like, are you kidding me? Like, she called me and she's like, is this for real? Like, are you kidding?
that, like, this is...
She goes, the other two, it's so, you, as the mom, you're so, like, frantic, you're having all this pain, you don't know anything that's happening around you, it's just like this blur of a whirlwind, right? And she goes, then with this one, I had my epidural, it was like I could stop, look back, and be like, hey, what's going on over there? What's the baby doing? Like, you could have this... She goes, I felt like I got to enjoy my baby more because I wasn't, like, eyes shut, writhing in pain, you know? It was like the baby was up on my chest, and I was like, oh, that was cool, and look at it, there's this baby, and I got, you know, I don't know. She was pleasantly surprised, I would say, by...
Yeah, we're not, like, pro... Well, I'm definitely a pro-medication, like, get it done, you know, the advances we've made in medicine to provide comfort.
Yeah.
To women in such an amazing time will give you just, you can be comfortable and give you such a nicer experience. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't understand. I know childbirth is natural. I know it is the way the baby comes out and what our body does. It's natural. But it was natural because there was no way around it before. That you didn't have the chance to have pain meds, right?
Remember in the Civil War, they used to cut people's legs off while they were awake too. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's what they used to do.
Guess what? Mean we now they got to cut that? Your leg off. You can have some meds.
You can have some medicine. Like, you don't go to a knee doctor to get your back worked on, right? Like, you go to a knee doctor for him to do the knee.
Right.
And then they give you pain medication.
They give you medicine.
It.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Heart like surgery.
You go to an OB for the OB stuff. You don't go to some random dude on the street that's like, hey, I read a book one day and... Now I know how to have a baby. I mean,
so weird.
It is weird.
Now
it is
that
weird.
I think about it, just like even more so, just like every procedure you go, a colonoscopy, they put you to sleep,
yes.
People. That is just a little tiny camera up your butthole. Yes. Now
it's like a tiny camera. Now imagine a watermelon out your hoo-ha. It's like.
No.
Yeah. And let me tell you this. I went pretty far, not pretty far, I'm just saying I got into my dilation, so I was hurting, got my epidural, it wasn't working, and I felt everything at the end, like I was able to get up and walk right afterwards, so I know I wasn't numb, and it was intense, and then, I don't understand... Like, how you would, I don't know. I don't understand why you would want to experience more pain than that. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to
me. Well, and you know what? Change our minds. Yeah. If you all went natural.
Well, no one's going to change my mind for
no,
that.
No, but I'd love to hear your stories.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to hear your stories of how it went. And even after you've delivered and then maybe you had one baby natural and then you had another one with epidural. Let us know what your thoughts are, like why you maybe chose to do it with an epidural the second time, or you went natural every time, and why you're so against having a Medicaid birth.
Well,
I'm just curious as to what people's thought process is, because I don't really think we dive into it with our labor patients.
I know a lot of people say it's because they think that it will affect the baby and the baby won't breastfeed as well. That is so not...
It's not even funny because
epidural goes into your... It doesn't go into your bloodstream. I mean, there's...
People worry about being paralyzed. They worry about all these different things. And there's just... That's not... There's not that research. It's not... I don't know. In all my years, I have never seen it.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're teach their own. I am pro-medicate. Pro-put me to sleep. Pro, if you got a cold, you're going to take every cold medicine.
Yeah, I guess that's what I was thinking when the last thing I said, I felt like I was kind of rambling. But the point being that, you know, you're pro sort of take this stuff. Well, when I had my colonoscopy, I woke up in the middle of it. Like, I can remember I woke up and I was like, ow, this hurts. And it, like, my abdomen was just cramping like a mofo. And I was like, and then they kind of gave me more medicine and I went back to sleep and stuff. But I'm like... Why would I want to do that awake?
I don't know. But, you know, that's a...
Whatevs.
Yeah, whatever. Write your birth plan. Make it what you want. If it's more than one page, prepare. Why don't you just shave yourself?
Yeah.
Get yourself groomed. You might want to tell, you know, you might want to ask for warm blankets because the operating room is cold. It is cold. And your husband might want to wear a sweater that day.
Tell him to...
Warm, cozy socks. Yeah, warm socks. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you can keep it down to one page, your chances are much better for a nice vaginal delivery.
Oh, my... Here's my advice. Keep an open mind.
Open mind. Be flexible.
Be flexible.
If you say, I am not doing pain meds, why put yourself in a little box like that? Why don't you just say to your nurse, I would love to try to go natural. Yes. And if I change my mind, I will let you know.
Because probably, I would say at least 80% of people walking in to have a baby would love to go natural. Yeah.
Don't know why, but they might.
Yeah. But they're like, okay, because the people don't think it's going to hurt.
Right. I know.
And most of these white girls having babies are like, the worst thing they've ever done to themselves is like stub a toe. Right. So they're like, well, I've stubbed a toe. I can handle this. And you're like, yeah, it's nothing like stubbing a toe.
Why would you think a human coming out of the vag is not going to be painful? I don't know about you. If your vages are, you got greater problems if you think it's just going to plop right out.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Anyway.
Yeah. So
that's our topic this week.
That was it on birth plans. The moral is, don't do them.
And if you guys have a hilarious birth plan that you know of, or if you have a friend who had one, let us know.
Yes.
Let's chit chat about it. You know where to find us on Facebook at Vagina Soup or Instagram at Vagina Soup Podcast. And you can email us. We're still waiting on some emails, ladies. Amanda Bingham at vaginasoup.com.
And mine is Amanda Flo, AmandaF, like Florence, LO, at vaginasoup.com.
And we'd love to hear from you.
We'd love to hear from you. Give us ideas. Ask us questions.
And you know, this doesn't always have to be related to pregnancy and delivery and things like that.
I think we're going to mix it up next week.
We are. We're going to mix it up. I think we've given our... Let's shy away a little bit from the...
Birth and babies.
And let's talk about something else. I don't know what yet, but we're going to figure it out.
Husband sex.
Something. We're like going to talk about
like there's
something.
Another kind of sex.
Well, there is other
sex, I'm
but joking. Not for you and I.
No.
Anyway, we hope you join us next week. We hope you enjoy this one.
Thank
it was
you.
A little more on the serious side, but you know what? We can't be hysterical.
Well, I felt like
we are pretty funny.
It was funny.
Okay. All right. We're funny. All right, you guys, take care.
Thank
and,
you so much.
Have a good week.
Like us, subscribe, and have
Share.
The best week
And review and
ever.
Rate. Review and rate.
Yes.
5 stars, bitches. All right,
you
guys, take
have
care.
Have a great week, and we'll see you next week with some more soup.
Bye.